From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Obama administration says it will have to suspend the government's Cash for Clunkers auto trade-in program this week unless the Senate follows the lead of the House and approves $2 billion in additional funding. The program provides rebates of up to $4,500 for older gas guzzlers that are traded in for new fuel-efficient cars. NPR's Craig Windham reports.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood told NPR News he's confident the Senate will act quickly to okay the additional funding.
This has been a wildly popular program, and I can't even conceive that the majority of the Senate would not be hearing from their constituents.
LaHood says the program helps reduce air pollution while giving car buyers and the embattled auto industry a boost. But Republican Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina says Cash for Clunkers puts the government in the used car business.
My children and grandchildren are going to have to pay for these cars, and we're helping auto dealers while there are thousands of other small businesses that aren't getting the help.
DeMint was on Fox News Sunday. It's estimated that up to 250,000 new cars have been purchased under the Cash for Clunkers program over the past week. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Iraq's prime minister is meeting with Iraq's Kurdish leaders for the first time in a year. The volatile disputes between Iraq's Arabs and Kurds have threatened Iraq's security. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's visit to northern Iraq is his first, and it's full of symbolic gestures. Maliki made a high-profile visit to the Kurdish town of Halabja, where in 1988 Saddam's army used chemical weapons against the civilian population. For the Kurds, Halabja evokes their suffering under Saddam's regime. Maliki is the first Iraqi Arab politician to make a televised speech from the town. But the disputes between Arab Iraq and the Kurds remain contentious, which include disagreements over oil revenue sharing and the demarcation of the borders between the Kurd and Arab regions of Iraq. The prime minister and his Kurdish counterparts agreed to discuss the issues. It's the first time in a year. Maliki's visit is seen as part of the national election campaign. The vote is in January. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Iran's supreme leader has formally endorsed Mahmoud Ahmadinejad for a second term as president. The endorsement leads up to his inauguration in parliament. Iranian state television broadcast images of the ceremony today with Ayatollah Ali Khamenei giving Ahmadinejad his approval. Oil prices jumped above $71 a barrel in Asian trading today on investor expectations that a recovering global economy will boost demand for crude oil. Benchmark crude for September delivery was up $1.86 to $71.31 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. NATO's new chief takes office today, putting success in Afghanistan at the top of his list of priorities for the alliance. Terry Schultz has a report from Brussels.
Anders Fogh Rasmussen of Denmark says the first goal in Afghanistan is to help facilitate credible elections later this month. NATO's already helped distribute voting materials and will provide extra security throughout the process. By the end of his five-year term, Rasmussen wants Afghan forces to have taken over the major part of the country's security from NATO. But he pairs that hope with tough words for Taliban insurgents.
Let no Taliban propagandist try to sell my message as a run for the exit. It is not. We will support the Afghan people for as long as it takes.
Other Rasmussen priorities, improving NATO's relationship with Russia and with Muslim countries, many of which opposed his candidacy due to the Prophet Muhammad cartoon controversy in Denmark 4 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
President Obama's top economic advisors say the administration will work with Congress to extend unemployment benefits for millions of Americans. The head of the President's Council of Economic Advisers, Christina Romer, told CNN's State of the Union that the administration is already looking ahead at an extension of benefits as that money runs out. Democratic Congressman Charlie Rangel of New York says people who soon will lose their unemployment benefits deserve an extension. He says that they are the true victims of the nation's financial disaster. Republican Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina also says he supports an extension of benefits. Rangel and DeMint appeared on Fox News Sunday. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.